Do you believe that you can heal yourself? Too often we give our power away to something outside of ourselves, and rarely, if ever, trust and tap into our innate healing power and intuition. Everyone has this capability to heal in ways we never thought possible. It's your sovereign right to claim and have true health and lasting wellness. Now, here is the host of the Dr. Dolores Show, Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are in our amazing universe. And, you know, today is a good day. I don't know about you, but I'm having a really good day today. So, you know, I have a question to ask you guys. It's like, have you ever walked into a room and felt eyes on you before you even said a word? It's like, sometimes you start getting a little paranoid, don't you, huh? And you're looking over your shoulder like, you know, just is my, you know, I have something on my face, or it's like my skirt tucked into my pants, or, you know, whatever. And sometimes it's just your essence that has come before you. It's like your energy speaks first. So I'm Dr. Dolores Fazzino. I'm a nurse practitioner, a medical intuitive, and an energy whisperer. And we're going to take a deep dive into why your energy speaks first. It's like before it comes before you. And, you know, for a lot of people, and I might have some skeptics in my audience that they think, oh, you know, that's nothing. And, you know, everything's in a little box and, you know, nothing's connected. Well, I'm going to expand your consciousness a bit. So hopefully you are going to realize that your essence comes way before who you are. And you could pretend that you're something else, but the true essence comes through. So, you know, did you ever wonder why, you know, sometimes people have a tendency to attract opportunities just like that, while others seem to repel them? Or maybe, you know, there's got to be something more to that. And I'm going to say there is. Remember, everything starts with us first, okay? It's not something that happens outside of us that creates what's happening in our world. It's what's happening inside of us that is attracting or repelling possibilities and opportunities for us. And that could be really daunting sometimes for some people because, you know, especially if you're wanting something and you want to create something and manifest it, yet you're putting all this, you're doing all the right things that, you know, everybody says you should be doing, but it's still not sticking to the wall, so to say, you know. So maybe there's something a little deeper that you need to look at. So let's look at the unspoken language of energy. So remember, everything is energy. And this is what I talk about a lot on my show. And it is energy. And when we are aware that this is true, this is a game changer for a lot of people. And I'm just going to go into my little spiel about energies because I feel that it's really important to lay the foundation. Energy, everything is energy, okay? You're looking at me right now in my office with all my stuff around me. Those are all things we could see, but they're denser versions of energy. The things that we can't see are the frequency of our self-talk, what we say to ourselves in the quiet of our minds, whether it's positive or negative, and I bet you a lot of it's not very positive sometimes. Maybe it is the emotions, things that we've experienced in our lives, whether or not we experience our emotions, and also the traumas that we have experienced as well. And, you know, sometimes we haven't fully come to grips or peace with what those traumas are, and those things are energy and they are continuously running the show. So with that in mind, it's in the reason why we can't see that is that because it's a different frequency. It's not as dense as what we could see in the physical. So when you're able to come together with what you are experiencing in an invisible modality, and become more aware of what is in your invisible world, this is where you step into your power, and then you could align yourself so that you're, you know, how you appear to people and who you truly are an energetic match instead of a misalignment. So you're going to become more aligned. So like I was saying, every being emits an energetic frequency, a signature vibration that communicates far beyond verbal words. So it kind of reminds me of, you know, Charles Schwartz and Peanuts, and you have Snoopy and Charlie Brown, and of course Pigpen. And I always like Pigpen because to me that's like it really gives you the visual of what an energetic signature is. Okay, so it's just like he has this cloud of dust around him. They call him Pigpen. So that is what sometimes our energetic frequency is, even though we think that it's something else. Okay, because we're not in alignment with what is really going on inside, okay? So, you know, we want to change the pig pen modality to something more higher vibrating. So once you're aware that you are having stinking thoughts or not talking nicely to yourself or in a pig pen type of modality, you're able to shift that and shift it into something that's more higher vibrating and possibly become more aligned with what you want to become. And instead of trying to take a bypass to get to where you want to go, your energy field is like an energetic business card. I love that because people sense it before you speak. So, you know, have you ever gone to networking meetings and you, for those of us who are really empathic and intuitive and highly sensitive, it's just like sometimes you could just feel their vibration of what they are really all about. And sometimes I've gone to networking meetings in the past. I don't do so currently, but it's like I would feel this overwhelming sense of desperation in the room. And I'm like, oh, this is like, I've got to get out of this room. So, but it's interesting because a lot of times people don't have a clue, or they might not even understand that their energy starts way before they even open their mouths. It's like people have a sense of who they are before they even speak. So emotions, thoughts, and past wounds and inner beliefs all influence that feel. And that is so absolutely spot on true, because we are the summation of everything that we've ever experienced in our life, not only in this lifetime, but the other lifetimes that we've been incarnated in as well, because it all kind of comes together in this moment. So, you know, when we think we have it together, in essence, we might not have it together at all, because it's a feel thing. So, you know, the big question is sometimes, why does energy come before our words? And, you know, they say that people pick up on your vibe in 3 seconds or less. Okay, so you don't even have to open your mouth. Your presence speaks volumes. And that's why you could actually be in a room of people who don't even speak the same language. Okay, and you could feel kind of what's going on. I remember one time I was at an event like 20 years ago, and there was people from all over the world there, and they put us in groups where nobody spoke the same language pretty much. And what was interesting is like there was a translator there, and we would say something to the person directly in front of us in our language, and they would respond in their language. And it was very interesting because it was exactly the right response to whatever that question was in their language, because it's a feel thing. People feel things. And, you know, I think our first language is feel. And the other linguistics of the different languages with the different countries and nationalities and dialects and stuff is a secondary. Your subconscious mind processes energy faster than conscious language. Very true. It's like we get lost for words sometimes to get what we are feeling out into spoken words. It's like the feeling's there, but sometimes it's very challenging to put it into words, okay? And then you may feel someone's tension or warmth without them saying anything. And this is energetic communication in action. And I just shared with you an example about that. So it doesn't matter what language you speak, or if you don't speak the language or whatever. It's like if you are energetically in tune with what is going on, you have an idea of what is happening. And I remember growing up in a household where my mom spoke Polish to my grandmother, and my father spoke Italian to his mother. And even though I didn't know what they were talking about, I could sense what the conversation was about, which was interesting as well. So, you know, what is your energy saying about you? So are you in alignment with your energy, or are you like out of sync? When we are misaligned in our energy, it's between what's going on in our inner world and outer world is what's in misalignment or in dissonance. So who we are on the inside and what we are on the outside are totally mismatched. They're not in alignment. And when you become more authentically aligned, you start feeling more congruent, and others will start trusting that resonance. So, for example, if you're projecting fear, doubt, and defensiveness or openness, clarity, or confidence. So when you have those two things in mind, just really, you know, focus on, this is about learning how to be awake and aware, and also to witness and observe, not to react to what's going on. And, you know, one of the easiest things to say to ourselves is like, you know, especially when we notice something, sometimes we just want to go that in that rabbit hole and control it and make it better and make it go away. And I'm going to invite you to do something different. Please just sit with it and just say, okay, that's interesting. I've noticed this, and I'm noticing this other thing, and they're no longer in alignment. And why is that so? When you ask those questions, like, why is that so? And, you know, how, you know, what's going on here? You're actually coming from a spot of curiosity, non-judgment, non-criticism, and more compassion for yourself than you probably would ever imagine. And it's really about not judging or criticizing ourselves for what we do or how we do it, because we're not perfect or, you know, and if you're thinking that or you're ashamed or whatever, I think it's time to look at why that is so, because, you know, those are the deeper pieces of the puzzle that maybe need to be dusted off, uncovered, so you could pull those puzzle pieces out so you could get the bigger picture of who you are. So if you're really enjoying what we're talking about today, please take a moment just to like and comment and leave a review on your favorite listening platform, whether it's Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, or YouTube. You know, your feedback helps others discover the transformational work and supports our growing community of awakened souls. Don't forget to subscribe so you don't miss an episode. Your energy matters, and so does your voice. We'd love to hear from you. So we're going to segment off to our first break, and you're listening to the Dr. Dolores Show on Inspired Choices Network. And I'm Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer. And we're talking about when your energy speaks first today on our show. So stay tuned, and we'll talk to you when we come back.
Do you trust your instincts? Many of us don't. Yet this is the key to connecting to your innate healer within and your intuition. Tune in to the Dr. Dolores Show with nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer, Dr. Dolores Fazzino, to receive insights and tools to realign with your inner wisdom for lasting health and true wellness. Listen for the Dr. Dolores Show, Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Central, 1 p.m. Mountain, 12 p.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
Ready to break free from complacency? Welcome to I'm Awake, Now What?, your monthly invitation to embrace conscious living. If you've been feeling lost or stagnant, this is your chance to awaken your purpose. Join our transformative conscious wake-up office hours every month for guidance and self-discovery. Experience the power of clarity and focus as you navigate towards holistic healing and empowerment. Don't just survive, thrive. Sign up now and unlock a wealth of benefits, including enhanced well-being, stress reduction, emotional healing, and connection. It's time to ignite the flames of purpose within and start your journey to a fulfilling life.
Are you a subject matter expert? Are you here to share your expertise with an audience waiting to hear from you in only the way you can deliver? Are you ready to have your voice amplified across the airwaves? Inspired Choices Network has a global radio platform streaming to millions of people across the world. Professionally produced and supported by an accomplished team every step of the way, you can broadcast from anywhere in the world, knowing your voice matters, and we ensure it is delivered with ease and efficiency. Eager to hear your message, the world awaits. Contact us today to become an Inspired Choices Network radio host. Email becomeahost@inspiredchoicesnetwork.com.
This is the Dr. Dolores Show with Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send an email to Dolores at drdoloresfazzino.com. Now, back to the program.
Well, welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Dr. Dolores Show on Inspired Choices Network. And before break, we were talking about when your energy speaks first. It's like those moments where you walk into a room and before you say everything, everybody turns around and looks at you and you wonder if you got, you know, pie on your face or you got something on your clothes or, you know, your shirt's buttoned wrong or whatever. And what they're feeling is who you are, the essence. And that always comes before you. And I just crack up because for those people who know me, I still work part-time in the hospital setting, and I haven't worn a watch in like, God knows, 37 years, but it's like I always tap into the feel of things, whether it's time for me to go into this particular room or not. And usually I'm pretty spot on. It's just like, yep, it feels like it's time. So I get up and go, and as I'm walking through the door, my phone goes off and it's a page saying, come to this room. So it's just like, yeah, I felt, and I always say, I didn't hear you, I felt you. So that's just the way energy works for me. And it's a frequency and vibration. So, you know, before we went on break, we talked about what is your energy saying about you and why energy comes before words and, you know, the unspoken language of energy. It's a frequency, it's a vibration, it's a feel. And, you know, I feel and I know that we've been programmed in our society not to feel, which is really unfortunate because it's almost like cutting us off at the knees in order to, you know, survive in the current world. And the good news is that I feel like we're evolving and changing and our frequency is rising. And our vibration is actually rising as well, and we're ascending, and it's about a feel thing now. So the more that you could dive into feeling and, you know, experiencing, you know, with feeling comes experiencing emotions. And I know that many people really freak out with the whole idea, oh my God, I'm going to feel this stuff and it's going to be like opening Pandora's box and the lid's never going to shut. And well, it's not quite like that. It's very daunting and scary because it's uncharted territory. And we label that as something really bad and we try to control it and keep it at bay instead of just allowing it to flow through us and not stay in us. Okay. This is the thing. It's just allowing it to come through us and through us instead of it coming to us and stopping there and getting stuck. Okay. Cause that's the last thing you want to do is keep trapped emotion in your energy field, because it will over time spill into your physical body. And then you're going to create some health challenges for yourself. And trust me, you do not want to do that for yourself. So feel away, feel whatever's going on. It's not about reliving things. It's about just acknowledging it. Sometimes it just wants to be acknowledged, and that's all it takes. Okay. I was hurt and I was upset. Okay. And then it goes away and it comes to a neutrality. So energy in relationships and business. And I kind of touched a little bit about that on an example that I gave early in the first segment about going into networking groups and just feeling the energy. And it's just like, sometimes it's overwhelming because it's not, you know, it is that, you know, I had to ask myself, is this excitement or is this? And they said, no. And my higher self said, this is what desperation feels like. I'm like, okay. So I was like, all right, so this is interesting. Because yeah, when you go to networking, it's like people are trying to peddle who they are, and you know, it's about who could sell to who and stuff like that. And it's not, you know, it doesn't work for me, because my thing about marketing and networking and stuff like that, it's an energetic feel. It is, what am I putting out there that is going to, be the best version of who I am, that's going to attract the people who are in resonance with who I am, that I could assist and partner with? A whole different feel. Because, you know, not everybody is your client, okay? Not everybody is your collaborator or your partner. It's about how your energy field feels, not just what you say. So it's a feel thing. So, you know, sometimes, you know, this is where it's important to start learning how to trust your intuition. Your intuition involves feeling, okay? It's an intuitive thing. It's a feel type of thing. And I believe that in our society, that has been given a bad rap because, nope, you got to be in your mind and you got to do things X, Y, and Z. And it's a formula and you could replicate it. Well, you know what? Maybe that is so for that one person, but you don't have the same inner workings that that person has, or that same frequency and energy that that person has. You have your own that you're bringing to the table. So you could learn the magic formula, but it doesn't work for you because energetically you are not aligned with that material. Okay. So that's why you see a lot of people with programs of, a lot of people trying to sell you programs and stuff like that, because, oh, you know, we have the next magic silver bullet that's going to get you skyrocketed to whatever. Well, you know, that sounds nice and everything, but it doesn't feel aligned with who I am. Pass. Thank you. Have a nice day. So anyway, this is something to really take a deep dive in, because I'm just going to remind you, energy and relationships and business, magnetism is key, okay? It's not about effort. It's about resonance, okay? Resonance is frequency and vibration. Like attracts like, okay? That's the resonance and the frequency. When you are in an energetic integrity, you attract rather than chase. A difference. Okay. You could feel it too. It's like you're standing in your power. You're in alignment and you just allow your resonance to be your calling card, your business card. And it's about being versus doing. And I remember a long time ago, I was in a program and one of the instructors said, Dolores, how are you being? And I didn't really know what that meant. She said, I said, well, I'm being loving and stuff like that. She said, no, you're intellectualizing that. I was like, there is a difference. And I finally got that probably 20 years later, that it's the resonance and the energy. And Gracie's here. She wants to be part of our show today. So she's my familiar. She's my boo. And sometimes she just comes in and just wants to be here. So enjoy her as well, too. Sidebar. So magnetism, like I'm going to repeat, is not about effort. It's about resonance. So it's the vibration and frequency that you're putting out. And when you're in energetic integrity, you attract rather than chase. So where are you in energetic integrity or out of energetic integrity in your life and how you show up in the world? Okay. Another thing I want to talk about in relationship to energy and relationships and businesses are what we call energy leaks. And what energy leaks are unresolved emotions, maybe burnout or lack of boundaries that potentially weaken your field. So it's really being aware of where you're leaking your energy. So, you know, sometimes it's an archaeological dig. We have to take a look inside of ourselves and, you know, find those gold nuggets. Yet when we do that, this is where we hit gold. And, you know, for many of you, maybe you're having problems with that. And I actually am very good at helping people get through that. So if this is something that you're working through or need some support with, just reach out to me and go to my website, drdoloresfizzino.com, and look under my sessions. And I would love to be able to support you in any way to help you move through this on a little easier and a more graceful way. And, you know, another thing to remember is we need to recalibrate and own our field. Okay. So how we make the shifts and changes so that we are able to, you know, show up as the best version of ourselves in total alignment with who we are inside and out. So remember, the shift to recalibrating yourself and owning your field begins with self-awareness. So, you know, do your best to scan your inner landscape daily. What I mean by that is, like, how are you feeling? What's in the foremost of your mind? Because energetically, that'll ripple out. If you've got a lot on your mind, it'll show up in your energy field too. You won't be fully present with other people. Okay. So be aware of where you are right now in the moment and where your energy's at, because that is going to ripple out. And you can pretend all you want, but people are going to be able to feel and see what is really happening. One other thing I want to add too is, as we continue to ascend on our evolution of humanity in our world right now, more and more people are becoming more and more awake and intuitive. So people are going to be able to feel and sense you more so than ever, and tell who you are without you opening your mouth, by your essence and presence. Okay. It's a feel thing. So if you are out of alignment in anywhere in your life and you're trying to put on this other mask or facade on the external, people are going to see right through that. So practices like grounding, breathwork, and boundaries and intentional presence clear and strengthen your field. So, you know, incorporate something like that into your day. Maybe go out in your yard, or if you don't have a yard, go out on your balcony, or just go to a park and see if you could ground yourself. Like, really, you know, pretend that you have roots coming out the bottoms of your feet and just get fully present. There is a guided meditation that I have on my website. It's for free. It's when you go to drdoloresfizzino.com. It's called Being in the Present Moment. And it's a pop-up, and you could sign up for that. It's free. And this is a very easy integrative practice that you could do for yourself, so you could be fully present in the moment right here, right now. So the other thing, too, is consciously choose what frequency you want to walk into the room with: peace, power, presence, compassion. When we choose what we want to feel we start raising our frequency to whatever that word is. Say, for example, compassion. You know, you just take a deep breath and feel the word the vibration in the word of compassion, and just allow yourself to radiate that through your heart space, not through your head. It's through your heart space, fully present in the present moment. So we're getting ready to go on our next break, and you're listening to the Dr. Dolores Show on Inspired Choices Network. And I'm Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer. And when we come back, we're going to go into a very delicious energetic alignment guided meditation. So stay tuned and see you when we come back.
Do you trust your instincts? Many of us don't. Yet this is the key to connecting to your innate healer within and your intuition. Tune in to the Dr. Dolores Show with nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer, Dr. Dolores Fazzino, to receive insights and tools to realign with your inner wisdom for lasting health and true wellness. Listen for the Dr. Dolores Show, Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Central, 1 p.m. Mountain, 12 p.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
Ready to break free from complacency? Welcome to I'm Awake, Now What?, your monthly invitation to embrace conscious living. If you've been feeling lost or stagnant, this is your chance to awaken your purpose. Join our transformative conscious wake-up office hours every month for guidance and self-discovery. Experience the power of clarity and focus as you navigate towards holistic healing and empowerment. Don't just survive, thrive. Sign up now and unlock a wealth of benefits, including enhanced well-being, stress reduction, emotional healing, and connection. It's time to ignite the flames of purpose within and start your journey to a fulfilling life.
How wonderful would it be to carry your favorite Inspired Choices Network host with you throughout your day? Well, now you can. Inspired Choices Network now has its very own mobile app. Our free app offers live streaming shows, along with thousands of podcasts and TV episodes. Our shows cover a wide variety of topics. Whether you're waking up with us, carrying us through the day, and taking us to bed with you, we're always here for you to enjoy. We're easy to find. Just search for Inspired Choices Network in the Apple App Store or Google Play Store.
This is the Dr. Dolores Show with Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. You can also send an email to Dolores at DrDoloresFazzino.com. Now, back to the program.
And welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Dr. Dolores Show on Inspired Choices Network. And I have my cat Gracie here with me too today. She's my special guest. So we've been talking about when your energy speaks first on our show today. And, you know, we talked a little bit about the unspoken language of energy, and it's a feel thing and it's a vibration, and where it comes from and why is it that, you know, people could feel you way before you enter the room. And maybe what is your energy saying about you? You know, is it misaligned, or is it feeling needy? Is it feeling desperate, or is it feeling peaceful? Excuse me, loving and kind, and I'm not allergic to my cat. Okay. So we also talked about what your energy is saying about you. Okay. Excuse me again. And clearing energy again. So it's really about being in alignment with who you are and what you're projecting out into the universe. Okay. We might think we could control and put on a mask, but your energy speaks volumes before you open your mouth or even your persona. So we're going to dive into a guided meditation that's going to assist you to, you know, connect with your inner self. So you're going to be able to look at the energetic alignment and also create something different for yourself. So it's called Energetic Alignment, Let Your Presence Speak Truth. So when you're ready, I just invite you to take a moment to arrive and find a comfortable position, either sitting or lying down, and just allow your hands to rest gently on your lap, or place one over your heart and the other over your belly. And gently close your eyes. Take a deep breath in and exhale slowly. Again, inhale deeply through your nose and exhale through your mouth with a soft sigh. And let's do that one more time. Inhale peace. And exhale anything you don't need to carry right now. Allow your body to settle. Allow your mind to soften. And allow your spirit to expand. Now, bring your awareness to the base of your spine. Imagine strong roots growing down from your tailbone, through your legs, and into the earth. These roots travel deep, connecting you to the nurturing, stabilizing energy of Mother Earth. With each breath, feel more anchored, more grounded, more present. Visualize a warm amber light rising from the earth, entering through the soles of your feet, traveling up through your legs, hips, spine, chest, arms, and into the crown of your head. You are rooted, supported, connected. Now, bring your awareness just outside your body, about 2 feet in all directions. This is your energy field, your aura, the space where your presence speaks before you do. As you tune in, just notice. Is the field tight or expansive? Are there areas that feel warm, cool, heavy, or fuzzy? Maybe there is a color, a sensation, or emotion present. Just take a moment to scan from top of your head to your feet and all around your body. Without judgment, simply just observe. You are becoming aware of the unseen you. Now, imagine a gentle stream of crystalline light flowing down from above. From divine source, your higher self, or the universe itself. This light enters the top of your head and begins to wash through you and your entire energy field, cleansing any outdated energies, thoughts, or emotions that are not in alignment with your truth. Visualize anything that no longer serves you. Maybe some old stories, judgments, other people's energy, melting away like smoke evaporating into light. With every breath out, release more. Breathe in clarity. Breathe out confusion. Breathe in alignment. Breathe out resistance. Feel yourself becoming clearer, lighter, and freer. Now, bring to mind the version of you who is fully aligned, confident, compassionate, grounded, radiant. And see this version of you walking into a room, head held high, heart open, energy calm and magnetic. What frequency is this version of you vibrating? Is it love, clarity, empowerment, grace? Pick one word or frequency and allow it to infuse your entire being. And just repeat silently, I align with the frequency of whatever word you chose. This is who I am. And allow this frequency ripple through your body and expand into your energy field. Feel it surrounding you like a glowing protective light. You are now broadcasting this frequency into the world. You are leading with your energy, clear, strong, and authentic. Now, gently imagine someone meeting you, feeling your energy before a word is spoken. Visualize their face softening, their posture relaxing, their curiosity sparked simply by your presence. This is the power of your energetic alignment. This is how your energy speaks. You don't need to prove, push, or perform. You just need to be. Now, bring your awareness back to your breath. Inhale presence. Exhale into your power. Wiggle your fingers and toes. Feel the support beneath you. Feel the alignment within you. And when you're ready, gently open your eyes. So just pause here for a moment, breathing in the version of yourself. You've just recalibrated your energy, and your presence now speaks volumes without a word. And we're getting ready to go on our last break of our episode. So you're listening to the Dr. Dolores Show on Inspired Choices Network. And we've been talking about when your energy speaks first today on our show. And when we come back, we'll wrap it up. See you on the other side.
Do you trust your instincts? Many of us don't. Yet this is the key to connecting to your innate healer within and your intuition. Tune in to the Dr. Dolores Show with nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer, Dr. Dolores Fazzino, to receive insights and tools to realign with your inner wisdom for lasting health and true wellness. Listen for the Dr. Dolores Show, Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Central, 1 p.m. Mountain, 12 p.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
Ready to break free from complacency? Welcome to I'm Awake, Now What?, your monthly invitation to embrace conscious living. If you've been feeling lost or stagnant, this is your chance to awaken your purpose. Join our transformative conscious wake-up office hours every month for guidance and self-discovery. Experience the power of clarity and focus as you navigate towards holistic healing and empowerment. Don't just survive, thrive. Sign up now and unlock a wealth of benefits, including enhanced well-being, stress reduction, emotional healing, and connection. It's time to ignite the flames of purpose within and start your journey to a fulfilling life.
This is the Dr. Dolores Show with Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. You can also send an email to Dolores at DrDoloresFazzino.com. Now, back to the program.
And welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Dr. Dolores Show. And if you feel like our show inspires you and inspired you today, please take a moment to like, comment, and leave a review on your favorite listening platform, whether it's Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, or YouTube. And there's over 200 more that are available as well. Your feedback helps others discover this transformational work and supports our growing community of awakened souls. So don't forget to subscribe so you never miss an episode. Your energy matters, and so does your voice. We'd love to hear from you. So we've been talking today about when your energy speaks first, and it's been an action-packed episode. And, you know, I had my little familiar with me, Gracie, today. Usually I keep her in the other room, but she wanted to come and play with us. So she's here giving us extra support about frequency and energy. So we, you know, shared about why it's important to really clean up who we are inside, because it's the essence of what we are that radiates out. And a lot of times there's a disconnect or a misalignment. We think we're one way, but we are being something different. And when we're able to realign ourselves with who we truly are, and we show up in that format, our resonance is our calling card, and people will feel that. And this is how you attract clients and attract people into your life. It's a resonance, it's an energy, it's a frequency. So, you know, let's just talk about some takeaways from today's show. Just remember, your energy introduces you before you even speak. People will respond to your vibration, not just your words, okay? Alignment is magnetism. When your inner truth matches your outer presence, you will naturally attract opportunities. And this is very true. It's like sometimes we just try way too hard, okay? And it's not about trying and being, it's about just allowing, receiving, and vibrating, and our resonance and frequency. Everything is vibration, frequency, and alignment. Energy doesn't lie. Even if you say the right thing, people will feel what's behind the words. And this is more so true today than ever. More and more people are awakening, and people are going to be able to determine what's real, what's Memorex, what's real, what's AI, and what's real and what's bullshit. So know that and do your best to be in integrity with yourself and your words, and show up as you truly are in your authentic, authentic way. It's like the transparency is very amplified right now. Okay. Self-awareness is your energetic compass. And I can't speak enough about being aware and awake and self-aware. The more you know your energy, the more you can shift it consciously. Frequency and energy are very manipulative, okay? For anybody who doubts that, look at time. You can actually manipulate time. If you've ever been late for something, just say, I'm always on time, and you watch. Time will like expand enough so you're there on time. I do this all the time. Not that I'm a chronic late person, but the thing is, sometimes, you know, life happens and you're running behind, and it's like, okay, instead of me freaking out, it's just like, okay, I set the intention. I am there. I arrive at the perfect time. And that's all you need to say. So it's about manipulating energy and frequency. And energetic hygiene is essential. I can't emphasize this more. Clear, ground, and recalibrate your field regularly. Just like brushing your teeth. It's not a one and done. It's like you have to constantly be doing this on a regular basis, because sometimes we forget to do it. And we can notice when I didn't do it, I noticed X, Y, and Z happened. So please do it. Just get into, add this to your self-care routine, because I believe it's really essential. So some closing thoughts. You are always broadcasting. The question is, are you tuned to the frequency of your truth, or are you unconsciously broadcasting your fear, doubt, or your past? Just remember to say this: I honor the power of my presence. I lead with clarity, compassion, and truth. My energy is aligned, and I am ready to be seen. The beauty is, your energy is yours to command. It's your superpower. You can recalibrate, realign, reclaim your presence at any moment. You don't have to wait for somebody else to do it for you. You do this for self. So before you step into a room, a conversation, or a decision, ask yourself this: what energy am I bringing? And choose it consciously. So I'm going to leave you a quote for the day from myself. And your energy speaks louder than your voice. Align it with truth, and the world will hear you without a single word. So thank you for listening today, and Gracie's saying goodbye and thank you as well. And don't forget to subscribe so you don't miss another episode, and check out my website for I'm Awake Now What. You'll love it. It's a community for all of us, and just make it a great day. Remember, you are worth it.
Thank you for listening to the Dr. Dolores Show. Dr. Dolores returns Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Central, 1 p.m. Mountain, 12 p.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. Until then, remember to be kind to yourself and create your best life. You are worth it.